This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to Contending for the Crown. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Sunday, as we were singing, I noticed a phrase in Lily of the Valley that had never struck me before. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. I immediately thought of a firewall for a computer. Basically, a firewall is a network security device that monitors incoming and outgoing network traffic and decides whether to allow or block specific traffic based on a defined set of security rules. The firewall protects the computer. God is our firewall. He is our protector. The Israelites had God with them, protecting them on their journey in a literal pillar of fire. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. We as Christians today don't have God in a literal cloud of fire, but He is still our protector. We can read Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17 to the Father. In it, He asks for our protection. John chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in the truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. I love Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is commissioning Joshua to take the people of Israel into the promised land. God tells Joshua in verse 5 that he will be with him just as he was with Moses. He tells Joshua that he will never leave him or forsake him. He warns in verses 7 and 8 that Joshua must be careful to do everything according to the law that Moses had commanded them. Otherwise, they would not be successful. We today are much like Joshua. We too are waiting to enter the promised land, the heavenly promised land, that is. God will never forsake us. Psalm 37:25. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We aren't under the law of Moses today, but we must follow the law of Christ if we want to be successful. Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. God wants us to be successful. He wants us to be happy and joyful and at peace. In today's world, I think the most common fears are fear of government, economic and financial fears, loved ones or yourself getting sick or dying, and danger and evil in the world. If we trust in God, all of these fears can be conquered. First of all, God is in control of the governing authorities. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. We shouldn't fear what God has instituted. It doesn't mean bad things won't happen, but ultimately God is in control. Secondly, many people fear how they are going to pay for groceries or clothing in this new economy. We must remember that God has said He will provide for all of our needs. This doesn't mean we will have all of our desires met, but we will always have food, water, clothing, and shelter if we put God first. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In this world, we are going to see many of our loved ones get sick, and unfortunately some will die. Some well before we think they should. We have probably all witnessed this in some way in the last few years with COVID. God will be with us through the sorrow. He will be with us through the hard times of taking care of a sick loved one and even if we lose them. Unfortunately, there is no cure for death. It's a product of this sinful world. But like God told Joshua, He will never leave us or forsake us. Just like death, danger and evil are all around us, and with social media, it seems all the more prevalent. We don't need to worry about these things. We must trust God to watch over us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. The best firewall we have today is the armor of God, so make sure you are wearing it every day. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed the lesson. Until next time, remember to always and in every way be contending for the crown.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.